Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and I'm so excited to bring you this reimagined version of my podcast. This is where I get to dive deeply into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. To kick things off, I'm releasing some of my favorite episodes from my past shows, like Bedtime Bitching, Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story, all under this new name. It's the same fun and unpredictable vibe you know and love, just in one place. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this re-released episode of the Roxy Hayes Podcast.
All right. I'm stuck because now I'm like, okay, you look familiar and you do too. I don't know where. Y'all on social media or something?
Yeah. I mean, he's famous.
I got Facebook and shit. I mean, MySpace and all that shit.
y'all for real though look familiar. Like, I think.
What side of town are you from?
Southwest.
I'm from Most City.
From the west.
I'm okay, just down the street. Where on the west? Like A-Leaf or...
Are we filming?
It's up to you.
I was like, y'all motherfuckers having a whole ass conversation. I was going to let y'all have the conversation, though. I was going to let y'all finish.
That's organotistical.
Is it? That's not a word.
What's not?
Say it again.
Organotistical.
That's not a word.
How you know?
Because I looked it up.
When?
Yesterday.
I just said
before you got here.
If I just made it
well,
up.
Well, I did my research.
Oh, there you go.
Look.
See, so brought it back around.
If enough people say the word, it's going to become a word.
That's true. That's how it works.
Bling, bling.
That's two words.
Blue delicious.
What?
Blue delicious.
You said blue delicious. Okay. You ready?
Y'all ready, man?
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Bedtime Bitching with Roxy Hayes, the podcast. Today, I'm here with my special guest, Blake. Yeah. That's the name we're going to go with?
Big Zeal, Blake. Super Blake, Zilla Mane, Moo Moo, what my grandma used to call me.
You just really going down the list, huh?
Yeah, we'll just go with Blake.
Okay, we'll go with Blake. He is a former NFL player, restaurateur, is that the proper term? Restaurateur, and he has a clothing line. So you're just a renaissance man. You do a lot of shit.
I'm trying to be, man.
Proud of you.
Thanks.
So tell the people about all of your businesses, because you have multiple.
What you want to start with?
Let's start with the restaurant.
The restaurant, Le Chateau Houston, 1112 Sophomore Boulevard. not that part of Sophomore.
I didn't say any. I was not.
Nah, every time I tell people the address, they be like, oh, Sophomore.
Like, nah, it's fucked up. They gentrifying over there anyway, so Sophomore is not even that bad.
It's by the museum district.
Oh, okay.
So, like a block from Hotel Zaza.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's cool over there. We've been open a year. October, what month this is?
November.
Okay, yeah. October, we've been open a year. Been a year.
That's what's up.
Shit, Wednesday through Sunday. Friday, live jazz. Saturdays, we usually do, like, burlesque performances.
Oh, that's dope.
Some type of... It's always some type of live act for us, like burlesque. Belly dancers, live jazz, live band, singers, performers, any of that.
What kind of restaurant is it?
American, Cajun influenced. Okay. It's more of like a mixture between like a bistro, lounge type of vibe, like grown and sexy type of deal. So you're going to come and eat, you're going to get live entertainment, get a show, vibe out, feel sexy.
Your voice is so deep.
No,
I feel like I gotta keep like leaning in to hear what the.
Oh, I ain't know what you was doing. Shit.
You just bite at me.
I ain't know what you was trying to do.
To hear you, it's so deep and.
I ain't know where we's finna take this video. But
okay, so that's one of the So that's one of the businesses that you have. What about the clothing line? Because that's newer, right?
Yeah, it is. Well, it's newer as far as being a. As far as being just like a
established
brand, you know what I'm saying? Because it started off as like a hobby for myself, and I was just at home. It's not really like a real, I guess like very detailed logo, but it's something that I came up with at home by myself, and yeah, it's right there on the little whoop. You feel me?
Hey, my boobs, it's under. So see, this is not.
Yeah, it'll work itself
out. Okay, there it goes.
But, yeah.
see it.
I don't know. It might sort of reflective on the camera. I don't know. But it started off as something as a hobby for myself. And, like, I started getting printed up hoodies and shit for myself. And then I would go to random places, grocery store, car wash and shit like that. People like, what brand is that? Where you get it from? And stuff like that. So I was at the gym one day, and my dog, his name Hope. I don't know if he might be watching this or not. His name Hope. And he'll entrepreneur himself, and he's just like, man, you should really start doing something with that. And like, mm-hmm. I mean, you got the following, and even if you didn't have the following, like, people is making, you know, brands and shit go global every other day. So that's where I'm at with it, man. Decided to dive into it head first, and it's been a little over a year, so learning all the ins and outs to it.
Which one do you like more?
About what?
No, like, if you had to, like, which one do you, like, enjoy running more? Or is it, like, kind of even?
Well, I do the clothing line, like, 100% by myself. Mm-hmm. The restaurant is me and my kinfolk, Jasmine. So she does most of the heavy lifting as far as the day-to-day work.
Okay.
And then, you know, I come in there and do whatever. But, okay. I would say the clothes. I mean, both of them is a blessing, but the clothing line is something, like I said, I do it myself 100%.
That's more personal.
More personal, and then it just gives me time and room to be creative.
Okay.
And work on my creativity.
I was fine. I didn't stretch, so now my legs are asleep. My bad.
So you gotta.
Both our knees just popping and shit. I mean,
my knees.
I heard that knee pop.
My knees.
I heard that knee pop.
My shit's still.
So speaking of popping ass knees, so we're not going to go super duper into it, but how long you were in the NFL and all that kind of stuff?
I left my 6 year.
Going into
my sixth season.
Okay.
I just kind of woke up and left.
You just like, fuck it.
I was going through some things at the time.
Do you feel better now?
Mentally and personally? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel great, man. It just gave me time to find room to find myself, grow as a person, as a man, as a father, and just learn new shit about myself every day.
That's dope. So you went on like a self-discovery journey?
Not initially, bro. I was, like I said, I was kind of in a fucked up headspace at the time, so I just walked away from the game, and then I hit the streets running, and I was wilding. And so it took me a minute to just kind of
get back,
reel myself back in, and just, you know.
Wilding.
Let's see. I mean, just going out, putting myself in fucked up situations, doing a lot of drinking, a lot of hypersexual activity, just in layman terms, just doing too fucking much.
Doing absolutely too much. It sounds like way too much. But I'm happy that you were able to, like, use that energy and be productive and do
it. It started feeling real detrimental, so it come a point you gotta look yourself in the mirror and you gotta know, like, you know, I'm going down a fucked up path, and you know, I have a family, I have children, a mother, father, all this type of shit, so if I'm gone, what's gonna happen with them? So I just had to clean up my act and get myself back focused.
I can respect that.
But can you relate?
Kind of. I mean, not to that extent. I mean, we all go through our own journey and struggle and shit like that.
Yeah.
I didn't have the money to wild out, like, how I wanted to wild out when I was trying to wild out. But, I mean,
it really wasn't about the money thing because...
I couldn't buy the drugs I wanted.
Drugs.
I mean,
yeah, I don't think people give you drugs for free, but they give you, like, liquor.
I mean, kind of, sort of. I mean, I'm not going to go into that. If I wanted some coke, I could just go get some coke. But I wouldn't ever. I'm just saying, we brought it up. If I wanted, I mean, because I do comedy and it's always coke. It's coke everywhere. But nah, when I was going through my shit, it was just right, like, after my dad passed away.
Okay.
And I was just kind of. Mine was more of like I got into this super duper depressive state. And like, I didn't want to talk to people or go out or like do anything other than just like be high and.
Escape.
Be in that, and just be in that. And I got super, my thing, I guess, was I got really aggressive and violent with people. Like, I almost beat up a little kid at the store. Like, legit, I almost slid a little fucking kid at the store.
I ain't gonna lie to you, though.
He deserved it, though.
I still beat your ass. I have kids.
You be wanting to
slide. So they be testing
your ass. Yo, so hard. So how do your kids?
Pull a Kamari. No.
Oh, God, no.
No. Okay. A 9, 5. One just turned 5 in October. September. I don't fucking know. He was supposed to be born in October.
Oh, okay.
So I always say October, but he came early. September 30th.
Okay.
So he turned 5, one of them Libras. What's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn, but I'm on the cusp, so I'm a Sagittarius Capricorn.
Oh, I don't know nothing about that.
Then why the fuck you ask?
I was just hoping that it might have been something
that you already knew.
And what I said, I have a girl that's 9, boy that's 5, another boy, he just turned 2. His name is Ashley. He just turned 2 on the 9th, November 9th. And I have another boy due November 29th.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yay.
I don't know. I pat myself on the
You should.
Day.
No, it was just that eye contact you made was just super creepy. But yes, yay, congratulations. I just have an 11-year-old. And oh, shit. I thought it was on silent. Okay, my bad.
Mm-mm.
What did
that say? I don't know. I seen like some. Will you be
yeah, she talking about.
To do this
nah, or? One of my friends talking about somebody dick.
That's what I thought I seen on
That's
that.
What it was. You were correct. It was about penis. Back to the children. So, I have an 11-year-old. And, yeah, that shit's hard when you're trying to do anything and then having kids and trying to, like, mentally, I don't know, compartmentalize, like, being a parent and doing your own shit.
What you mean?
Not being selfish. Do you ever, like, feel selfish when you're doing shit? Like, you're, like, away from your kids and all that kind of stuff, and you kind of feel bad that you're not spending time with them? Because I feel like that a lot.
I do be feeling like that. For the most part, the first 3, they live with their mom. You know, she has the joint custody in them, or the custodial custody in them. So, you know, they spend the allocated time with me. But, you know, it's never enough time to spend with your kids. And, like, kids, they change every day. It's like
so fucking quick.
New shit. If I don't talk to my kids 2 days or a day or some shit, they'll be saying some whole new.
And you're like, what
stuff,
the fuck,
like,
is this?
Like,
when did this happen?
But I would say when I was playing football, that was the biggest. That was when I felt selfish the most, because they was in Houston with their mom and I was in whatever city I was in playing. It was just like, you missing out on so much. And it kind of like you feel incomplete because you can't do shit about it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, this is how I'm making my money, and it's like I'm able to take care of y'all, but also I don't get to see y'all.
And I mean, kids don't understand that shit.
They don't give a fuck.
They don't really fuck with money. They don't care about that shit. I mean, they know they want
but they don't understand, like, I'm going to work to get this money, and this money is what pays for this shit. They're like, I want the shit and to see you.
Right, it's all about whoever tucking them in and, you know, kissing their little boo-boos and shit, even whooping their ass. So, I mean, everything matters, you know what I'm saying?
Now I'm sad. I just saw my baby this morning. Why am I sad? But still, I know. It's weird because now she's at this age. She's 11, so it's like
she's starting to act funny with you.
Yo, like, but because of the relationship that we have, like, I still, it's not to that point. Like, I see how some of my other friends' kids act to them. So my daughter, like she actually likes me as a person, and she, like, thinks I'm funny and all that shit. So, like,
How long you think that's going
to
be? Forever?
No. That's why I'm, like, I'm trying to, like, be in this moment, because I know this shit not about to last, because she's literally, like, on the cusp of being, like, a teenager, preteen, and I know how the fuck I was. And I fucked with my dad heavy. I love my dad, but, like, when I was a teenager, I was like, get the fuck away from me. Oh, like, stop talking to me, bro. What are you talking about? You're not talking about shit. So I know that shit's coming, so I'm just trying to, like, be there, like, as much as I can.
I feel like with that, it's a natural thing, because, like, you just spoke on how you felt about your dad. It's like, when you're growing up, the older you get, you just start feeling like you know every fucking thing.
Yeah.
You're trying to come into your own. You want to do your own shit. And everything your parents say is just like, oh, fuck.
Shut the fuck up.
why you end up coughing and shit? Like, but it's like, you know when your kid, not your kids, but like your friends will come over to your house and, like, if your mom or dad or whoever, they'll say some shit. Your friends just eat it up. Like, that's funny. Or they so cool.
He'd be annoyed.
Like, man, I don't, man.
That shit lame. See, but the good thing is, because, like, my daughter does think I'm cool because I do comedy and stuff like that. So, like, she's happy that her friends like me. But I'm like, that shit's not going to last. Like, it's not going to last. It's going to be a point where she's like, get the fuck away from me. Right. And you're annoying. And that shit's not funny.
So,
like,
what you going to try to do?
Nothing. Ain't shit you can do. Because, like, if you try to, like, force them to like, hey, I am cool, then they think you more lame, and then you get on their nerves. I mean, at that point, you just got to kind of, like, give them space and, like, let them know that you're there.
Space will still be active.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, I'll leave you the fuck alone. I'll come check on you. If you want to talk, I'm here. But if not, you know what I'm saying?
That's coming up for me, too. My daughter, nine.
Nine is... Fourth grade. Man, it's something about that fifth grade. Like, once she went to fifth grade, like, that shit, because they're about to go to middle school, so that's when she started feeling like she just knew every motherfucking thing. And I almost slid her a couple times, but I really stopped.
Ooh, nah, they be talking to you crazy.
I stopped. Yeah, yo, she was like, what did she say? She had said something the other day, and I don't really, like, put my hands on my child, because, like, I do have, like, an anger problem. So, like, I don't want to hit my child because I know. No, I'm leaving it. I have an anger problem. I'm very self-aware. Right. Because I know I have an anger problem, I'm not going to physically discipline her. Because if I try to physically discipline her, it's going to.
You got heavy hands.
Yeah. Oh, heavy them up. So, I don't. Hear that shit? That's.
It cuts you
off. So shy. So, I don't. But what the fuck did she say? Damn, I'm trying to remember. Oh, I think I had asked her to do the dishes or some shit like that. And she was like, I don't understand why I have to do the dishes every day when both of us are eating. And I was like...
I mean...
Do you pay shit in here, though?
Yeah, if y'all was roommates, that's a roommate statement.
Yeah, but then we're not even... You're not paying any bills. That ain't the so you're going to do these statement. Fucking... Yeah, you're good, going... Man. That's your contribution to this house. But, like, I was just tired because I had a show the night before. And you just talking shit to me the next day. Like, nah. So, but as a parent, you kind of got to, like, let me not take that shit personal. This is a teaching moment. Right. Let me tell you what the fuck's going on before I slide you.
I just, when my kids be saying some crazy shit to me, I kind of just more of, they don't ever get whoopings, so I just make, like, empty threats.
Yeah, those are fun.
Like, yeah, I don't. Hey, keep on playing, fuck around with me. Huh?
That's the voice you use? Why is that the voice?
Keep playing. I'm going to show you. I just feel like that's an old dad voice.
Like, wait, do it one more time.
Keep playing with me.
Nah, one time. I feel like that shit works, though. It works, though. Like, if they have a certain level of respect for you, it'll work.
It worked, but, like, them little boys, they...
I mean, that's different.
It don't work with them.
You got to slide them.
No. I remember one time... His name is Aston. He's, I don't know if you be seeing him online. He kind of...
Is that the one that you dancing and you pushed him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. His nickname is Big Pablo, but he a sporty little dude, man. He be saying crazy shit to me all the time. I remember one time we was driving somewhere, and I had asked him some shit, and he ain't say nothing. It's like I asked him like three times before I like turn around and like see what's holding him. I turn around, I'm like, bro, you don't hear me talking to you? He like, oh, if I ain't say nothing, that means yes.
Ooh!
Like, for a minute, I was like, he think I'm a hoe or something. I be wanting to do it, but it's just like, I don't really, the physical discipline, I don't really get into that. Because, I mean, they say.
It doesn't work. It's not as effective.
For one, it don't work. And it doesn't. I just try to be more patient. Like, it's just working on that shit.
It's not effective.
I kind of look at who I am as a person and my characteristics, and it's just like, they don't have no choice.
Yeah.
Be off the wall a little.
Who you are. That's how I feel about my daughter. So I can't, and then some of the times the shit is funny. So like, I'm like, I can't get mad because that shit is fucking funny. It was one time I had found a note. This was just so fun. We were packing a move. Yo, that shit was hilarious. And so I was going through all her like stuff. And it was this really cute like ceramic cupcake that we had painted together. It was just so cute. I was like, oh, and then I heard some stuff in there. So I was like, let me take this out to see what's in here. And it was a note. And she was like, my mom. She's like, my mom gets on my nerves. She thinks she can beat me up, but she can't. I can beat my mom. I can beat her up, right?
I can beat my mom's fucking ass.
Yo, I was like, we're not white. And I just looked at that shit for like 5 minutes, and I was like, I'm about to slide her because she's the same shit. I'm like, oh, she think I'm a bitch. She thinks she can whoop my ass. I was like, you want to fight? You think you grown? Let's go fight. I wasn't really gonna fight her, but we went outside, and I was like,
she squared up.
No, she didn't. She was just like, I was like, you talking shit. You said you're going to fight somebody. Let's fight. And so she finally did square up or whatever, but she was doing like this. I was like, are we fucking British in the 30s? What the fuck is this stance? It's terrible. So
I think that's like
this.
Like Irish.
It is Irish. This right here? No, this is Irish. You're correct. This is the Irish.
Oh, the fight now?
Yeah. And so she did like that, and I just start like punching the tree. I was like, I'm going to do the craziest punching shit. Yeah, I punch trees. I was like, I'm going to do the craziest shit right now so she don't fuck with me. Yeah, me put my knuckles right there.
Well, you tripping.
I be punching trees. I had an anger problem. So I used to punch like brick walls and shit like that. So yeah, I just started punching the tree and we had no problem since.
You got some decent size to you. So
yeah, I've been lifting.
So I don't know why she would even try to come at you like that.
That was before I started like lifting. Because I'm doing it for the cosplay. But now she never has now. But now I like to lift and I want to still be able to pick her up and shit.
Yeah, I think your kids is the ones who attract the most out of anybody. Because they know like you ain't. Are you going to do some shit, but you're not really going to do it?
They know you're not going to, like, beat their ass. Right. They like you. They know that you don't really want to harm them. So that's why they be testing it. And then sometimes they just think that shit's funny. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally have heard her be on the phone like, I'm going to go in the living room and get on my mama's nerves. Right. Like, I've heard that. And then she come in here, I just don't give her no energy.
And see, that's why I try to get on my kids' nerves first.
Me too. Do you just be open? I just be opening the door and just, like, go up in there dance, especially when she's on the phone because they hate being embarrassed. Like, this is the age where, like, if you embarrass them, that's the best form of discipline.
Yeah, nah, we ain't doing no phones yet. We ain't doing
no have phones?
What hell? What?
Well, my baby is social media.
Well, yeah, she 11 or whatever, yeah. But my kids ain't never.
Oh, my baby's, yeah, daughter. I was like, I'm getting ages wrong.
Is that my stepdad?
Oh, my God, what are you talking about?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about my kids. What you talking about?
I regret nothing.
That's like a little term they came up with this summer, I think.
I all the way enjoy it because they've used that picture of Cynthia from Rugrats, the dog. Yeah. That's my shit.
She definitely a little ball head.
She was my favorite character on that show.
She ain't do shit, though.
That's why she was so amazing.
Just her presence.
Yeah, she was just cool and she was cute. I'm going to go buy me one. So now we can.
You probably can't find that nowhere.
It's on eBay. It's in my cart.
Besides eBay.
That's it. eBay and maybe Amazon. Perhaps Amazon.
Okay. I mean.
I felt like you were testing my toy purchasing knowledge, so I just had to.
Look, I don't play with no toys, no none of that. So I don't.
None? No toys?
Big choppers.
None. Okay, that doesn't count. So you don't play with no action figures, no nothing?
Nah, my dog, he said, playing with them sticks. Got a nigga feeling like Geppetto, you know, from Pinocchio. That was pretty clever, man. Shout out to my dog. Oblivious Jones, man. That shit was clever, man.
Your facial expressions just be cracking me up.
Cuz, man, that shit, it was fucking wicked.
It was very, that was good.
It's wicked, bro.
So, all right, so we're going to talk about, because you said you don't really watch, like, newer television shows. It's not, you're not really into TV right now. But you said you really, really like 90s black sitcoms. Like, that's your shit. Why you keep looking like that?
Good. They say you're supposed to make eye contact.
Oh, okay. So your eye contact's so creepy, though.
You gotta feel my aura.
Stop. It's creepy.
Come on, man.
I'm trying. You just like squint your eyes a little bit. Maybe it'll be less creepy. Okay, now look at me. Now that's worse. That's so much worse. Okay, so 90s sitcoms. What was your favorite 90s sitcom?
I mean, the 90s was going crazy. Like, I'd probably say it's a mixture. You know, what we going to do, like top five or something?
Whatever you want. Yeah, let's do your top five.
No particular order, though. No particular ranking. Fresh Prince.
Okay.
Martin. Mm-hmm. Jamie Foxx show. I think that was like early 2000s, though.
Was it? Yeah, I think it was like late 90s. Yeah.
It was on the cusp.
We'll include it. We'll allow it.
What else I got? I got one more.
Two more.
Living Single. Okay. How I get on five then?
Huh? Jamie Foxx. You said Jamie Foxx, Fresh Prince. Martin.
Why?
Living Single.
It's another one.
Wayne's Brothers.
That was slept on. I don't think so.
People were sleeping on that show. It didn't get as many. It wasn't as many people watching it as I feel like they should have. And they don't be showing enough reruns of the Wayans Brothers.
I remember in 12th grade, you know, like once you're done with like your athletics for the year and shit like that, and you start getting out of school early.
Mm-hmm.
We used to always go to my dog house. And we would just be at that motherfucker until school. Supposed to be out watching the Wayans Brothers and shit like that. So.
R.I.P. John Witherspoon. I'm sad because I was supposed to go to the show at the Improv, but yeah, I had gotten booked for another show. So I didn't get to go.
And what did that teach you about life?
Go to the show.
No, you need to ask.
Go to the thing. Go do it. Yeah.
Don't procrastinate your actions.
Don't what?
Procrastinate.
One more time.
Procrastinate.
Okay. I'm gonna use that. Define it. I'm gonna put the definition at the bottom.
Oh, procrastinate. It's a form of procrastinating on social things. So like that's where you get the lies from. Like,
oh, okay.
Socialize. So the procrastinate.
The suffix is okay.
Just to make it more simpler. Quit bullshit and quit fucking around. Do what you're supposed to do.
That's a good message wrapped in that.
Yeah, man. So
that non-word, but I fuck with it. I just realized this pants leg been up, and I'm showing the shit out this bruise on my leg, but it's fine. Y'all be okay.
But you was kicking a tree?
No, I do kick trees. That's why that's why it's so hard. I be watching a lot of anime, so I like do anime training.
You a wild one.
So, but no, this is from yoga. I was doing yoga pose, and I fell on the ground.
Oh, I thought you said yogurt.
Yogurt?
Like you slipped on yogurt or something. I don't know.
But cartoon...
I mean, with you, I never know.
So that's okay. That's
kind of fair.
Yeah, right? But I say that's why I'm not even gonna argue that. I've fallen on. We won't talk about it. We all have our issues. I'm big and clumsy, but I'm okay with it.
A lot of big niggas is clumsy.
I'm not that big. I don't like how you said it.
I'm just saying. I'm just speaking in general.
I'm average height.
I think you're pretty tall for a woman. What you like 5'10"?
Yeah, I'm 5'10". I know I'm tall. Yeah, and I'm stocky. I'm gonna do some more lat pulls. I'm trying.
You can play a little middle linebacker.
Okay.
They got a lead. I'm saying they got a lead.
I know. I've seen it. They tried to recruit me a couple times.
About to smash and shit.
I'm not coordinated enough. Like, I could throw the. Okay. So I could throw the football very well. Right?
You gotta coordinate.
Yeah. But I can't. Like, I'm not going. I don't wanna run. And I gotta wear like 6 sports bras. So, like, I don't wanna do all that.
See, with the sports bras, all you gotta do is get some Gorilla Glue tape. Not the glue, but they got tape.
But then you gotta peel that shit off.
Yeah.
And it hurts.
You make sure you shave the hair off your nipples. And when you pull it off, boom, you scrape.
So dudes in the NFL be taping a man boobies?
I don't really think they have that type of problem.
Okay.
And then another thing is, I forgot all about this. You went shoulder pads. That's going
to hold your titties down? Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you
should. I might do it.
It's great, man. I can make a few calls for you.
Appreciate it. You should do that. I would do that and record it.
Oh, you mean like one time?
Yeah, I just want to do one time.
I don't think they're going to fuck with you.
I mean, I give them some free promotion.
They got a whole league.
Oh, so shut up.
They be going, all right, I ain't gonna
I would do it though. What were we talking about? Oh, sitcoms.
Yeah.
Wait, I just forgot your top 5. It was Fresh Prince.
Martin,
Living Single, Jamie Foxx Show,
Jamie
and Foxx, Wayne's Brothers.
The Wayne's Brothers.
So which one's your favorite out of the 5? Like if you could only watch one.
If I could only watch one. Man, that's pretty hard. That's like saying which one is your favorite kid or something.
I got a favorite kid. I only got one, so that don't count. People be having favorite kids.
And you're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to, but people do. I mean, it's just human nature.
But I go by the day. Like, who's not getting on my nerves that day?
It's like, oh, you my favorite one right now.
Yeah, you're on daddy's circle of choice right now.
Let me see. What is this voice? If I had to pick out of your 5 that I would just watch all day, I would have to go with Fresh Prince.
I was thinking that.
It's just like, I don't know. It's a better show to watch, like
more quality.
Yeah, it's more like story oriented. Yeah,
overall storyline.
Correct.
Life lessons.
But yeah, you learn shit.
Yeah, he had motherfucking sandwich.
What?
Cheese sandwich.
So Fresh Prince, that's which one you picked too?
Nah, y'all would pick that because they had like, it was funny ass shit on that, and it had a lot of like you said, a good storyline. Shit came with a lot of life lessons.
Which was your least favorite out of the 5?
The least favorite. Least favorite. What I said again? I got
like Fresh Prince. I got Living like, Single.
I got memory issues.
Jamie Foxx. Memory issues. You just made me forget. Martin and
Living Single. Martin probably number two.
Okay.
Just off of pure, just funny shit. But I'll probably say
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Is you in my mind right now?
Yeah, nah, Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx is a good show, but
it just
to me, that,
it can't overshadow like the other shows.
Yeah, it didn't. It wasn't as memorable to me. Yeah. Like it had some like good ass episodes, but like overall show, it just wasn't as memorable. Living Single was like probably like in the middle for me. You know, we got a similar list. Living Single was in the middle, but I always felt like it was fucked up when I learned that like Friends basically stole.
I just seen whole that the other shit. Day. They did, but they stole it for they dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they demographic, my bad. But I mean,
that's what they do.
Typically how the world works.
I'm not surprised that they did. It's just fucked up that how they do us, and then we don't get the same accolades. Who? Ballhead dude?
Christopher Columbus.
Oh, I mean, he was raping and pillaging. I mean, I don't understand. It's a cultural thing.
That's why I don't make my kids, celebrate. Shit ass made up holidays, but that's like me walking in here when y'all already in here. I'm like, oh man, look at this motherfucking office. I think I want to come in here and just make this shit my office when there's already people in here. Like,
and just put your name on the door.
Yeah, like bro, it's already put somebody's shit. Like,
I mean, that's what they do. And they've been doing it for centuries, and they still doing that shit.
Centuries.
Y'all gotta stop. Y'all know who y'all are.
I thought you was mixed.
No, why people be thinking I'm mixed? I am all the way black.
We're conversationalizing right now.
Converse.
Conversionalizing. It just.
You should just make up your own dictionary. That would actually be pretty dope.
That's in the works, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
okay.
Man, I'm just start writing my own words.
You should.
Because when you think about it, it's a lot of made up words. Well, that was
made up
in the dictionary. Well, every word in the dictionary.
Yeah, we all make this shit up.
So how you gonna tell me I can't make up my own shit?
You can do whatever.
If
you
I
like
get enough people behind me,
it's so creepy.
I be losing my train of thought.
And you just be like, you just be looking so creepy.
Cause man, it's overcast outside today.
What does that mean?
Because the clouds is blocking the sun. Mm-hmm. My brain feeds off the sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
If the clouds is blocking my brain from the directly sunlight, then it doesn't give my brain enough vitamin D and oxygen that it needs to grow. A fire needs oxygen to grow muscles.
And that concludes this episode of Bedtime Bitching with Roxy Hayes, the podcast. Thank you so much to my guest, Blake. Where can they find all of your things that you do and just you? As a human,
I'm gonna start with me, myself first because I love myself.
That's dope.
Instagram, Twitter, Zillamang41, the number 41, Freezilla Apparel, or at Freezilla Apparel on Instagram, FreezillaApparel.com, Le Chateau Houston on Instagram, LeChateauHouston.com. You can put all this shit at the bottom.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. Because I know I got like a little dialect. Accent. That's what people say.
What? Accent?
Accent.
You got an accent. We all do. What else? That's it? And then, did you say the apparel, the restaurant, and you? You said all of them?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Or you catch me these motherfucking streets. I bleed the block. It is what it is.
And you can find me just online. It is Roxy Hayes. Everything's Roxy Hayes. RoxyHaze. It's RoxyHaze. And come back next Thursday for our next episode. Bye. Was it good?
I didn't even just say it.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHaze. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.